You don't mind, do you?
What I was hoping to do was see if me, you, and Judge Kirkpatrick could have a meeting right after the holidays.
Kirkpatrick, that's...
He's the county judge. To have a meeting...
Oh, this foolish stuff.
To have a meeting and for us to talk about this, and also I was hoping to maybe get you in touch with some legal aid out of Tyler.
Oh, we've done that.
Have you already done that? Who have you talked to in Tyler?
Well, I talked... Way back when the Beaver case, I talked to a fellow by the name of Goodall or Good something like that. I don't know if he's still a lawyer. That he didn't even charge
me. Nicole,
huh?
Just go ahead and close that. Yeah. Was he with legal aid or was he a private lawyer?
No, I was at that particular. Yeah, he was a private lawyer. He was an appeals lawyer mainly.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is talk. I want to get you in contact with an organization that's not going to charge you. I want to get you in contact with, it's either...
Why can't you take this?
I think it's civil in nature, and I don't do civil.
Is that an opinion by you, or is that a statement of fact?
That's an opinion by me based on the facts. I don't see a penal code crime here, but that doesn't mean...
What about 32.46?
What about it?
Are you familiar with it?
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you think that violates 32.46.
You can't get an abstract of judgment on an order. No way.
And what does 32.46 say?
You don't know what that is?
Well, I'm asking you if you know what that is.
Securing execution of a document by deception.
Okay.
After $300,000 becomes a first degree felony.
What was the deception?
Getting liens on my property on an order.
Right, but that wouldn't be a deception upon you. That would just be an act. They would have just
It is deception. It secured the execution of a document.
Right.
And the securing of the document affecting property was the liens created on a...
Right, see, there's no deception. What that would have to be is if they came in and got you to sign something and deceived you...
It doesn't say that.
Well, it does say it. That's the whole intent of... Securing. It'd be like this. It'd be like if I went to my neighbor and I said, hey, neighbor, I want you to sign this. And what it does is it's going to grant you and I a shared easement. And what I actually have them sign gives me complete ownership of it. I've deceived them into believing that they're going to get a shared easement. And by that deception, they have transferred me all of that easement. So that's the deception that's required there. What you're talking about here... The court is not deceiving you. They're looking at your case.
I'm not saying the court is deceiving me.
Right, but that's what you got to have for securing execution of a document by deception.
There are people in there that used an order to get liens on my property, and you can't do that.
But they're not deceiving anybody. They're holding under their lawful position as a judge, and they're using the law to do that.
They're deceiving not, the clerk.
They're not deceiving the clerk because the clerk is going on an order. The clerk is not being told.
The court can,
if
the,
you do this, the deception.
She was deceived into granting a writ of execution, abstract of judgment, and send the sheriff out over there on an order. She can't do that.
She wasn't being deceived, Udo. She was operating under her belief in the law, which is what the court
She's been briefed on that. The court did not order that. The court says it was an order. Orders are to be executed by a judge. Mm-hmm. You cannot get the legal process on an order.
I understand. Well, so what we're you and I are at an impasse, okay? So what we can do from here is I can try to help you find some civil lawyers in Tyler that aren't going to charge you and give you a chance to go and review all of this again. And if they believe it's a crime, then they can write out
You're being very nice to me after we had our little conflict.
Well, it's because I tried to be
Okay,
nice
but
guy.
You didn't try to get in touch with me.
Well, I've been very busy. I don't know if you've been watching.
I understand that. I don't see how you people come up with this and what with all this. We don't have to have that court and you tied up with frapping things like me.
I know. I agree. So what I'm saying is, how about you come back right after New Year's and meet with me and Judge Kirkpatrick, and let's see what we can get.
I'd be willing to do that. Now, you know, I have the question: what can Judge Kirkpatrick do?
I don't know. That's what I want to know.
What do you think he can do? Why are you going to him?
Well, I know they have a concern that you keep on bringing things like this in the courthouse. I know that's going to be a concern. So
I understand that's going to be a real concern, particularly if somebody is running for any offices, okay?
And so if...
And I don't want to go through this sort of stuff. I've told you this before.
Right. And I don't want you doing it.
And I have tried everything, you know, including, you know, threatening, you know, have to bang on your door. And I didn't want to do that. I told him to do that. I've got the tape of the stuff that presented this. I behaved quite decently in here. Uh-huh. Now, who told you all that stuff to get you on my butt?
What are we going to do going forward? If I don't believe that there's a crime, I'm not going forward. And I don't believe there is. Where do we go from here, Udo? You can come up here every day, and you can bring a Wilbur, and you can sit.
And you can arrest me. I have time. I have nothing else to do.
I'm going
to
bring you coffee. I'm going to bring you coffee and water. I'll bring you something to read. You can sit right here all day. It's not going to bother me. And I mean, it's not. I mean, I know what you're trying to do.
Well, I wasn't trying to bring this in here to bother anybody.
Oh, no.
I was trying to get attention. I expected the lady at the front over there, I expected her to ask me what this is about, and I was going to tell Mr. Martin knows all about it, and go ask him, you know. And she was going to ask me what this was all about, and I says, I was going to bring my walker with me, but, you know, I forgot my walker.
Mm-hmm. This is my honest opinion, you know, okay?
You believe that, what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you what my honest opinion is, and I want you to hear me, okay? I think that the civil penalties that you got in your case were unfair.
Well, unfair.
I do. I think
the guy at the FBI told me that too.
The sanctions.
He never heard anything like this.
I think it was unfair. I think it was lopsided. I don't know if he did that out of a retaliatory type mentality.
Well, that's the question. If you don't know that, did you investigate whether that's retaliatory? He said why he did it.
Yeah, he said it, but I'm saying it doesn't say that in the court documents that he did out of retaliation. And if he did...
It says it's to stop others like him, to stop Burma from filing lawsuits.
Right, which is not a crime.
Yes, it is.
No.
To take adverse action by anyone on exercise of the First Amendment right.
You may have a civil remedy.
Did you look at the Supreme Court case in there?
Mm-hmm. I did. And I reviewed your whole website again.
Okay.
If there was something that I believed.
That case was written by me, completely by myself, without a lawyer. 40 documents in there. The first one, they did in something. I had a folder that wasn't the right size. I had to redo it. It's got the case law in it of everything. You can't do that. The Supreme Court in Rotella versus Wood, urges people to become private attorney generals and file lawsuits under RICO to assist the government in deterring the respectively prohibited conduct. And it came out of an opinion that had to do with what was the statute of limitations on civil RICO. And the Supreme Court in Rotella versus Wood decided it was only 4 years. It was not the long thing, it was 4 years. And it was only 4 years to urge you to rapidly filed these lawsuits. And the Supreme Court also ruled in Taflin versus Wood that state courts have a concurrent jurisdiction over civil RICO. And all I heard out of the court was, what are you doing here in a civil case filing a criminal complaint, Mr. Bama, blah, 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 blah. Didn't even know the law.
Let me ask you a question kind of off the subject. Well, your goal is to get the abstract of judgment and the liens off your property, right? Is that so you can sell it, so you can move, so you can leave somebody?
So I don't have to do this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Waste your time. You wasted 37 minutes, but I think you got an education out of it.
I did. I learned more about
and
that.
So did you listen to the audio with Judge John McCraw? You need to listen.
I didn't listen to that audio.
That is an absolutely tutorial one. It's about an hour. It's got very good audio in there. On Judge McCraw, on they ran me over the coal. That, you know, Mr. Bellman, blah blah blah, and just talk silly. I mean, that one has all the stuff. He was also saying, "Are you know, Mr. Bellman? Are you saying the court is a criminal enterprise?" I said, "No, sir, I'm not saying that." And he kept saying that I was saying it was a criminal enterprise. I said it was not. I said it was a valid enterprise and it was important enough to affect interstate commerce. And it's being misused. And RICO is all about the misuse of institutions. It's the infiltration of the labor unions by Jimmy Hoffa and all this kind of stuff. It's the misuse of the something here. I'm saying the stuff that reads all through this stuff is basically racketeering. If you do all this stuff, it's all legal like you're telling me, and you can't do anything about it, and there's obviously something wrong, that's racketeering, okay? The underlying crime in this is racketeering. It's federal. It's also civil rights. But I did not file a civil rights suit because they pushed that off to Dallas and tied me up over there.
Have you talked to any federal authorities about racketeering? Because obviously I don't have any jurisdiction.
The Tyler judge, and I'll put it on my website if I have to. I've got a video or something, a deposition of the stuff, that the guys in Tyler, the FBI, they recognized me over there. I did a sort of a deposition. I'm not showing it. I'd be glad to show it to you. They told me, among other things, take bankruptcy and all these other stuff. I may have mentioned that to you. And finally, said, just shoot him. It wasn't the FBI that said it, but it was a guy in the umpteen story of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Ridiculous.
Do you want me to try to help you find a lawyer who's not going to cost you, a civil lawyer that's going to not cost you any money, Tyler?
Yeah, you.
Well, I'm not going to be that lawyer for you.
Well, I know you can't be a lawyer, but the one that can do this, you can, if you want to, you can refer this to the federal boys. You say you got a real problem over here. I could go to Teresa Drum and ask for the appointment of a court of inquiry. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to do that, okay? Did you read the four-page opinion and recusal by Judge Drummond there?
I didn't read it this time, but I've read it in the past.
It says essentially $125,000 punitive judgment is listed over there. If you have a district judge or anybody else knows that another judge imposes an unconditional $125,000 punishment under the code of conduct, you and the judge, you all have a duty to do something about that. You've all taken an oath of office. I want this stuff to go away.
I don't think I'm going to be able to. I don't think I'm going to be the guy that can help you make it go away. I can be the guy.
I don't think you can either.
I can be the guy that can try to help you find a civil lawyer to really go through you want to make without costing you any money, hopefully, and hopefully find you some recourse that I hope you get. But I don't see where I have an avenue to do that for you.
Well, you can do that by arresting me for criminal trespass for complaining about crimes.
But what good does that do? That doesn't accomplish your goal.
Yes, he gets before a jury and makes an ass out of the whole thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't accomplish your goal of getting this behind you. It just complicates.
Yes, it will.
I don't think so.
What are you going to do? Throw me in jail for it?
No.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. Really.
Okay, I'm going to keep on running this in the court. If I'm saying this thing should never have gotten here at all to you, or anything should never have happened. But I'm saying all of this stuff in the court that was done by Judge Chapman, Judge Banner, they weren't even the firm judges on the stuff. They just signed the damn stuff. Unlawful or something. Just somebody signed another piece of paper, and if somebody wants to do it, here's what I found. If you have a legal system and you get in a position where somebody did something unlawful and nobody does something about it, it gets worse and worse and worse until you finally, by legal means, can't do anything about it. And you have to come in there with a wheelbarrow. You understand my point?
No, I do. The problem is, they're not going to let you will that into the courthouse.
What were they going to do?
Well, they're going to stop you. They're going to turn you away. They're just not going to let you come in the courthouse. You're probably going to sit outside on the steps.
What are they going to do? Lock all the doors all the time? Have a guard at every door?
They may.
Mission accomplished.
But that's not going to help you, though. That doesn't...
Sooner or later, it will help me.
It's not a good use of your time, and it's not what you...
I got nothing else to do. My dog died. I have no family over here.
Yeah. I can do this for you going forward.
I would be glad to talk to the judge. I think you need to keep the private lawyers out of it because it doesn't work.
Well,
they're not going to tell me anything else other than you can do.
Well, I think the county judge, the only thing that he's really going to be concerned about is you and courthouse security.
And the budget.
Well, I mean, he's concerned about the budget too, but I'm saying he's going to be concerned about you coming in, causing a ruckus, making a scene, that's what you want to do. He's got to keep that from happening.
Well, that's the reason. You know, that's the reason I came by over here, and I'm going to try not to interfere with it when they got all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
Are you familiar that I went in there during jury selection?
I know, and I've heard all about it.
Nobody arrested me.
No, but next time they probably will. And we're trying to prevent that. We don't want that. So
I'm not going to go in the court. I'm not going to go into the courtroom.
Yeah.
Well, in fact,
they're not going to let you come in with signs. They're not going to let you come in with tables, chairs, wheelchairs. Wheelbarrows. They're not going to let you do that. They're going to let you come in if you want to, but you know, you sit there and you know, if you want to meet with somebody or whatever. But they're not going to let you do that. And I don't want you getting arrested. And I want to help you. But you're not interested in me getting a civil attorney. It's not going to cost you any money to sit down with you, go through all of your claims.
Okay. 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 All right.
That's probably the best I can do for you.
Okay. This thing grew itself into this mess over some time, and the way is to quietly undo this thing in some way.
Yeah, but I can't.
Well, you can't do that. But what I'm well.
I'm saying maybe if I can find you a civil attorney that can review these claims about the exorbitant punitive damages, the sanctions, they may be able to examine something that could try to undo some of that, try to reverse course, try to get judgments dismissed. If it's going to happen, in my opinion, you know it's going to happen in the civil case. It's not going to happen by a DA going and arresting a visiting judge. That doesn't do anything to that doesn't make the judgments null and void. Right. That just creates another criminal case, another piece of litigation. So I think if you really do want to have it undone, quietly or not quietly, I think the only way we can do that is
okay,
to have a
I agree to that.
Okay.
You take the bull by the horn, or even for that matter, you can have somebody else call me or tell me who to call. I'd be willing to talk to anybody. Okay.
Okay. Do we need to go talk with Judge Kirkpatrick after the holidays about you coming in the courthouse and going jury selection and bringing all this, or should we not have to worry about that?
You can talk. I didn't hear understand the question.
Do you, me and Judge Kirkpatrick and the security guy, do we need to sit down and talk about what you are going to do, what you aren't going to do? That way we don't cause, because you don't want to strike fear in other people. You don't want to scare the citizens. You don't want to scare
your
kids.
I understand that.
I know that's not your intent, but that may be what happens. I know you don't want to do that, but can I have your word that you're not going to try to take the wheelbarrow into the courthouse?
I was going
to
go there next.
I know you're probably going to go there next, but I get that.
Hey, go by the DA and he talks to me, I'll take the wheelbarrow over there. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing is, what I'm saying, what I find myself over here, I find you quite reasonable, and I think you find me reasonable also.
I do.
And the answer is, we've gotten ourselves into a mess, and everybody can't do anything. What I'm saying, what were these trespassing judges coming in over here? Why were they assigning somebody to have a recusal hearing 2 years after final judgment? Why, you know, you look at the stuff.
I think probably the reason they're having a recusal hearing after final judgment is because once you accuse that judge, Udo, of doing something, then he has a conflict of interest because you made an accusation against him. Remember that time you accused me, right? And so when you accused me of committing a crime, I had to recuse myself and get another prosecutor to come in, because that's how the system works. Is once you make an accusation
Exactly why we had a recusal hearing. You'd be hearing this. It was in the appeals process. We were held up because of the appendix that we had on Nancy Young. And the answer is, he had put that penalty on me. All right? And I had wanted Banner to make findings on why he did this. When you have anything like that come out, you either have a verdict or you have findings by the judge. You're entitled to that. And he would not make findings as to why he fined me. And I also put a motion in, please tell me what else I'm not supposed to issue, so I'm not something here. That's sort of a ridiculous statement on this thing. Please advise of other opinions I'm not allowed to voice, lest I risk further sanctions. Okay, denied, who knows what. Well, finally, after a while, got into the appeals court in Dallas. Well, one of my issues was that he wouldn't make findings. Then I get something back from Fleming, and then, yeah, we've decided we need findings. They wanted permission in the appeals court for Bannon to make findings a year and a half after. Of course, he put all kinds of stuff in it, and then they came to shuffle that stuff back and forth, and it had blatant just blab in it. It was almost as bad. It reads like this one from the last one from Chapman. Chapman is the epitome of it. But effectively, what it is, finally, the appeals court said that this sanction does not meet Rule 13 because it did not say what I did wrong. And that's when he made the findings, and then they blacked all this stuff, and the finding that he had made, he punished me, although Mr. Obama may have been well-intentioned, that came back to be vexatious threats and all this stuff, just like your stuff.
But they didn't overturn it. Why? Why didn't the
Because it doesn't work.
Well, I'm saying, why didn't the appellate court, if they agreed with you that was vexatious and all that, why didn't they overturn it and say that it
Can you give me a reason why the appeals court did anything? Can you give me a reason why Bannon did anything? Can you give me a reason why nobody stopped this before? Can you give me
no,
a reason?
No, because I don't know all those facts, but you know the facts on the appellate court. Why, if the appellate court would have believed all that, then they would have been, and they espoused that, then they would have...
So I took it then, that issue I took to the Texas, okay, the state appeals court in Dallas. Then I took it to the Texas Supreme Court, argued the whole issue on what this appeals court. I thought it was a micro-procedural manipulation of the law without ruling on the issue whether that thing was unlawful. And I told them, the Dallas appeals court says unlawful. I told them all that. And they basically, the Texas Supreme Court says, basically, can't think of the word, they didn't overturn the judgment either, Texas Supreme Court. Then I went on to the U.S. Supreme Court, but only carried forward the issue of the sanctions, not the underlying stuff. All the underlying stuff is just as bad as this and worse. So don't ask me why the Texas Supreme Court did, why the Dallas Court did it, why did the Texas Supreme Court not do anything, why did the U.S. Supreme Court not do anything about it. This has gotten completely out of hand. Pardon my raising my voice.
It's okay. Come back and see me on January 3rd.
Thank you.
That's Wednesday, okay. Right? Isn't the first on Monday? Yeah. Christmas is Monday. New Year's is Monday. We'll be closed. The third is on a Wednesday. Come see me Wednesday morning, whenever.
Yeah.
Anytime between 8 and 12,
okay.
I'll be here.
Okay, I'm going to
shut it. Maybe try not.
I'm going to shut it off. Okay. It may have gotten, it may not have gotten. I never got this one going. Scott Patrick knows about this.
He does.
I'm sure he does. I have at certain times picked up some other stuff. Even Judge McDonald knows about it. You know, he recused himself on. We had seven judges over there at the time. We had the one Judge Murphy over there. We had correspondence all back and forth. They even appointed a, if you got in it, they, you know, the answer, they even submitted me to something and put on the black book as a vexatious litigant and put a free filing order on it. And then I complained about that to Murphy with also a criminal complaint, which is also in there. And then she appointed Judge Hayes or somebody, and Judge Hayes undid the free filing order, except that Judge, whatever the other was, he had put in an amended free filing order. And then he had to undo the amended pre-filing order. Mm-hmm. And after that, I came back in and bugged him. And I wanted permission to file lawsuits. And essentially, then you had an exchange with Drum and all the other one that, you know, she said, you know, she had recused herself. She's a local administrative judge. And then Murphy appointed the local administrator, somebody else, to be the local administrative judge for me and me only. And then I complained about that over there, okay?
You got your own
administrative judge, and they basically undid the pre-filing order and all the other kind of stuff, because you can only have a pre-filing order if you've been previously found a vexatious litigant. And to do a vexatious litigant, you have to, there has to be a motion by a defendant. There was no motion by a defendant. In fact, the suit that I had over there was I can't even think of the word. It was not in at common law. It was a one of those suits that you filed to get some sort of relief. There was no other party on the other side that couldn't have been the defendant to put all this stuff. It was just screwy as hell. I don't need any more of this. I got the flavor. But I'm simply saying is, I amazed myself how much I documented in that.
Right.
I had my own local administrative judge, was Drum and McDonald, also recusing himself off the stuff off it. One of the judges, I talked him off from Clayton out of Tyler. I talked him before this ever coming up over here.
Right. Pretty good. Pretty impressive.
Come back and see me on the 3rd at 9 o'clock. I'll have to practice it. We'll talk about it.
Okay. I don't have a reason for that. You want to straighten this out before you get into the office.
I'll try to help you every way I can. Obviously, can't make you any...
You can't make any promise. I'm not asking a promise. Well, all I'm doing is you can because you do your duty. I see you do just slightly different. That the oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution goes above all everything else. Okay.
Right. I agree with you there.
And if you know the facts and they know the facts over there, and there is an underlying... securing executing my documents by deception. You can all be viewed as accessories after the fact. Think about it.
I will.
We don't want that to go there because what's happened is I can disturb that courthouse. Ain't nobody going to shoot me. I'm not going to threaten anybody. They're going to have to post a guard on every front door, okay?
What do you do when you're not over here having fun with me? What do you do?
You said you're going out. What else? What do you do?
I'm looking up case law on Google.
What do you do for fun now?
No, this ain't fun. I'm not real fun.
It's gotten to be real fun. It's gotten to be a mission, okay?
I get it. Come see me on the 3rd. I'm going to have something for you, I hope. I'm going to ask. Either someone we talk to, a game plan.
Yeah. If you want me to, I can go, but no, I'll let you talk.
Yeah, let me talk to them and then...
Yeah, I almost waited until after the stuff, but I'm out of food, okay?
I get you.
Okay. I will not take it over there right now.
Hey, I appreciate that. 9 o'clock Wednesday on the 3rd.
Well, I'm not going to take that as a date now. Well...
Do you mean to call you and remind you?
Yeah, okay, you can tell me, but that's either one of you got to be turned. On which day?
The Wednesday after New Year's.
9 in the morning?
Yeah, 9 in the morning.
But that's communicating, and I'm saying I'm completely flexible.
Okay.
Would you hold the door for me?
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you. I think.
Bring me some dirt back next time. I could probably use it for my flower bed.
Coming up?
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Have a good day. I want to go by the courthouse just to look around, but I'm not going to stay in here very much. Thank you. Now we are. We are having it with us.